Yesterday, we learned that in the coming weeks, hundreds of New York City homes deemed safety hazards after Superstorm Sandy will be raised in an operation Mayor Michael Bloomberg describes as unprecedented. Some 200 homes in Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island will fall to the bulldozers. That's in addition to the 200 or so homes already demolished after being damaged by wind, water, or storm-sparked fire. And building inspectors must still issue a ruling on another 500 damaged structures, some of which could meet the same fate. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, one of the most devastated towns on the Jersey shore is Holgate, a mix of 2- and 3-story homes and trailer parks on the southern tip of Long Beach Island, just north of Atlantic City. 3 weeks after Sandy, there's still no electric power, no gas for heat or hot water. This past weekend, residents were allowed through police barricades to survey the damage and salvage what they could. Here in L.A.'s Chris Ballman was on the Jersey Shore helping his dad tear down walls and remove waterlogged installation from the family home on Barnegat Bay. He took a break to spend some time in Holgate and send us this audio postcard.
This is my first time here to assess the damage. And right now, it's a disaster. Everything's gone. Everything.
We lost mostly all of our first floor. We lost a lot of our backyard due to boats floating through it. You know, no heat, no electric, no power.
Floor buckled, 36 inches of water inside. Everything's got to be taken down to subflooring. When I get done here today, I'll be looking at the sand.
I get nothing, absolutely nothing. I have insurance, but I don't have flood, so it's nothing.
You know, there's no help from anybody at this point. I mean, all these organizations, because it's a vacation home, they say, so much for all these. The telethons and whatever. They think we're millionaires, and you can see we're not.
I wrote to the governor, I wrote to the mayor. Got a nasty email back from the mayor. Other than that, I got no response. Finally wrote Bill Clinton, and all of a sudden, they opened it up this weekend, so I hate to think it's a coincidence.
35 years we've been here, and never have we seen a storm like this. Things that don't belong to us are in front of us. Our things are missing. They're on other people's site. We can't even get in. The brand new deck my husband built for us went through the side of the unit. It's off the foundation. It's just hard to believe that water can do such damage. A piece of us is gone. A piece of us is gone. Gotta get working. Gotta get working. Gotta see what we can find.
Trying to go through and salvage what we can, and it's a little tricky walking in there because the wall is down and the hallway was narrow to begin with, so I just don't want it to collapse on me while I'm in there. That would take the cake, right?
My parents dated here, so they've been here since, I would say, 1955. They've been coming to Long Beach Island and then bought a place when we were kids and then bought this place. Maybe they've had it 20 years. So it was my mother's favorite place. She passed away a few years ago, but it was her favorite place, so this is where they retired.
Memories, you can't replace them. A couch you can replace. You can't replace memories.
I think I can honestly say that the things I thought about that I would have liked to have, they were still on the wall, the pictures, just there waiting for me to come by and get them off the wall. It was like a miracle. I looked in there, and there they were, staring back at me on the wall.
We lived on a boat for 13 years, and then we come down and bought this and lived in this 13 years. If I'd had the boat, I could have floated away.
Oh, well.
Here, why don't we do this? Let's see, it's like 5 more people down
here.
Grab
the buckets, everything. You guys start down here, and we'll go
5 more follow me.
My goal as chairperson of the Holgate Committee Disaster Relief Today thing is to find locals, year-round residents right now here that aren't doing anything and need to get the water out.
Hey, Mary, it's Elizabeth, Beebe.
Oh, okay.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
I know the insurance people told you not to do anything, right?
We're not allowed to do nothing except take out important papers, jewelry, and pictures.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We have masks.
Because what we need to do, you know, is get your carpets out and get your walls out. We have to, because the environmental.
Our adjuster said no until the insurance adjuster gets here. So our hands are tied. I mean, you're telling us one thing and they're telling us another.
I know, that's why.
And everybody's getting it out and we're not.
I want you to get it out and we want to help you get it out.
I have knee pads if you need knee pads, guys. I have one air mask.
These nice folks are volunteered to help here. At my age, there's not a whole lot I can do, but we're happy that they came.
They're from heaven. They're gifts from God.
We're from St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. We're down here through the campus ministry program just for the disaster relief this weekend, actually.
It's definitely an eye-opener because you look around and there's sand everywhere. Like, the roads you can see were covered with the sand before. And there's just, like, cars being crushed by houses. And
we had a tree down, and that was it on campus, a tree down, and, like, this happened to them, so.
Yeah, we thought it was bad. The tree, we're like, oh, there's a tree down. And then we come here, and it's just insane.
It's a risk you have when you live on the beach. Don't happen to like it, but got to live with it.
I mean, that's what's so weird. Like, I felt like I knew it could happen. Yeah. And I was, any day, any storm, I've been through a million storms. I've grown up on barrier islands my whole life. And I guess when it just finally, the big one hits, you're like, you just don't know what to expect. It's like, you know someone's going to die someday, but you don't know what it's going to be like when you lose them.
It's not going to be the same for years. I don't even think they get the full scope of what the problem is here yet or how they're going to rebuild the beaches. You know, we have no protection from really, we have a sand mound now with no vegetation on it. And the vegetation is what really retains the sand. So another good storm comes through here, that sand's all gone again. It's right back on this driveway.
Okay, up. We're going to go up. Okay. That's good. You move the table. Can you get that crate? All right, let's put it down. Nice and slow. Good. That's awesome.
We've been throwing out the kitchen sink, the toilet, everything is gone. So we're going to start new with fresh friends. So our grand opening is hopefully going to be Memorial Day. So come on back on Memorial Day, see where we're at.
Residents and homeowners in Holgate, New Jersey, picking up 3 weeks after Sandy. You can see pictures of what this storm did to their town at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile, our story brought to you by Here and Now's New Jersey homeboy, Chris Ballman. Up next, music from Melody Gardot, Here and Now.